These days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
Back here in Meriden, Jared Sluppy with you as we get you ready for the boys game between Nemaha Central and Jefferson West. These are two teams that have very similar records coming into this one. The Nemaha Central boys are 2-2 in league play and 3-3 overall. As for Jefferson West, the Tigers, they are 3-2 in league play, and they are also 3-3 overall. As for how this series has gone, Nemaha Central has won the last four meetings and six of the last seven dating back to the 2020-2021 season, but this has been a lopsided series in the long run. Since the start of the 2005-2006 season, Nemaha Central has won 30 of the 36 meetings. And last year in this building, Nemaha Central came into Meriden and won 55-50. That was, again, on February 17th. The Nemaha Central, they dropped their last two games going into Christmas break against Perry the Compton and Sabetha, and they really struggled offensively in those two games. They scored just 36 and 33 points in those games, respectively, and they had scored at least 43 points in their previous four games to start the season. They need to get their big guys going, Colby Free and Abe Hilbert, their big fellas. Abe Hilbert, 12 points a game, leading the team in scoring, 6.3 boards per game. As for Colby Free, he leads the team in rebounding with 9 boards per game and 6.3 points. As for Jefferson West, they also dropped two of their last three games before Christmas break, but their offense has been stellar. Their defense, not so much. They get into a lot of shootouts. Gage Galley, what a season he's had. 14.7 boards to lead the team in both of those categories. Cooper Watkins, Tucker Holthouse, they also have 7 points per game, and this team rebounds very well as well. Looking at the Big 7 league standings. To this point, Sabetha, solo first, 4-0, 5-1 overall on the season. They went undefeated a year ago, of course, before Nemaha Central knocked them out in the semifinal of the sub-state tournament. What a season that was for Nemaha Central a year ago. A nice run towards the end of the year, which resulted in a sub-state championship appearance for losing in a championship game, of course. Perry the Compton, a half game back of the Blue Jays at 3-0, 4-2 overall. The cause team that doesn't have the prettiest appearance when they play, but they have been winning ball games. That ends up being the only thing that matters. Jefferson West, third, 3-2, 3-3 overall. Tied for fourth, Nemaha Central and Holton, 2-2 apiece with the Thunder at 3-3 and the Wildcats at 2-4. Hiawatha is in sixth solo by themselves, 1-2. In league play and 3-3 overall. As for Royal Valley, they are 1-4 in seventh place, 2-4 overall. And at Riverside, they are looking for their first league win still. They're 0-4 in league play, 1-5 on the regular season. We're going to step aside for a couple minutes. We'll have our starters and tip off here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
KMZA.
Back here in Meriden, getting ready for Jefferson West and Omaha Central. Got some final scores for you on the girls' side. Hiawatha defeats Royal Valley 45-30. Also, we have Jackson Heights defeating McLeod 55-15. And how about this one in the Twin Valley League? The Frankfort Wildcats, they win over Hanover 49-38. A massive win for Coach Ebert. What a year for them here so far. They try to make a run back to state after missing out a year. Or actually, no, beg your pardon, they made state a year ago, beg your pardon. Try to get back to state, but Donovan West, of course, winning the whole thing. Frankfort finishing third. All right, here we go in this one. Omaha Central, Jefferson West. Starting five for Omaha Central, Evan Olberding, Colby Free, Trent Thomas, Cooper Kramer, and Hilbert as Thunder win the tip. As for Jefferson West, it'll be Tucker Holdhouse, Connor Wright, Cooper Watkins, Gage Galley, and Caleb Morse. Driving, nice underhand pass. Hilbert layup, good. Nice feed from Trent Thomas, Abe Hilbert. And now a turnover on the inbound. Miscommunication between Holdhouse and Reich. A chance for Omaha Central to pounce early. Thomas, the inbounder, will get it in. Cooper Kramer with a catch in the three. Too strong this time. Long rebound hauled in by Caleb Morse. Kramer averaging a little over 2 points a game. Shoots the most two-point attempts on this squad. Near side wing, Morse with it, looking inside. Can't find anyone, so they'll give it up top of the key to Wright. Far side wing catch for Galley, his first touch of the day. Three ball on the way. It's short for the team's leading scorer. Rebound secured by Trent Thomas. They'll bring it up the middle. The Hilbert is working from beyond the perimeter. A pass inside from Olberding. Turn around, fadeaway jumper, no good by Free, and whistle and a foul on the rebound. And that will go against Cooper Kramer of Omaha Central. It's going the other way. Forty-nine seconds into this one, 2-0 Omaha Central. Wright brings it up the middle, past the far side, deflected, thrown away by Olberding. Trying to go to Watkins on the far side wing. Olberding stops, pops, four-footer is no good. From the far side, just beyond the block, and a rebound for Gage Galley. Going the other way. Underneath the basket is Watkins. Wraparound pass into the hands, far side elbow catch Morse. Drive, pulls up, good. He beat Abe Hilbert that time, and we are tied 2-2. Free pass, far side Olberding. Pass was over anticipated by his defender. An easy pass to the basket. This time Olberding doesn't miss. Watkins tried to steal it, but he was too late and allowed Olberding to take a couple dribbles and pull it for a wide-open mid-range jumper. Morse with it, near side wing. Mismatching colored shoes, neon green on the left, neon red on the right for Morse. Top of the key catch for Holdhouse on near side wing for Cooper Watkins. So we'll see his left from the near side. Triple threat, hands it back. Morse drives middle, open lane, shot. Rejected, I think, by Colby Free. Maybe Trent Thomas was the one that got a piece. Either way, Thunder with it. Free goes to Kramer, far side wing. Wrap around pass, Hilbert. Works from the far side block. Kicks it out, near side. Three on the way by Olberding. No good. An offensive rebound by Cooper Kramer from the near side short corner. Olberding got hit in the face by Cooper Watkins. Officials didn't see it. Drive right side, Hilbert. stops, near side block, goes to the middle, and a scoop shot no good with his left hand, rebound, pulled down by Galley. This is Reich. The junior guard goes to the near side wing, Holthouse. Right back to Reich. Back to Holthouse. Junior holds it at his hip. Morse hesitated three. That's short. He closed up by Colby Free. 3 minutes have gone by already in this quick-paced first quarter. It's 14 Omaha Central. Thomas, nice dump off. Back save. Hilbert lays it up and in from straight away. Abe Hilbert, four quick points. Leading score for Omaha Central. Slowly bring it across half court. Omaha Central has historically struggled in the first quarter this season, and an offensive foul is called on a screen off ball. And that one's going to go against Caleb Morris, his first team's first, and Carter Heich will check in for the first substitution of the game and for Cooper Kramer. And as I was saying, they are minus 14. That's their point margin, their point margin in the first quarter. Hike with it, far side wing. Bounce pass, Thomas in the corner. Gets by his defender, lays it up, and short. No, it's an offensive foul. I can't believe that call. He drove from the baseline, and again, just like we had an offensive foul call in the girls' game, the defender didn't fall over, but they're still giving him the charge. I don't see how you can give a call to the defensive player if they don't fall over. They give the offensive foul to Trent Thomas, and that'll be his first. Far side wing catch for Tucker Holthouse. Dumps it back. Three ball. Just the right at the top of the key. Air ball for Cooper Watkins. Goes out of bounds to Omaha Central with 4:04 to go in the first quarter. 6-2 our score. Omaha Central leading by four. Abe Hilbert with four quick points. He'll catch the pass about 30 feet away from the basket. And I'll give it up to Hike, far side wing. Defended heavily by Tucker Holthouse. And his face gives up to Hilbert. He'll pull up, 15-footer. That's good. Abe Hilbert with the touch. Two dribbles with his right hand pulled up from the near side elbow. And splash. 3:40 to go. 8-2, Omaha Central. Right, trying to be aggressive. From the near side wing, a lob inside. Morris defended by Hilbert. Swatted out of there by Colby Free. Good help defense by the young fella. The 6'8 forward. And now a travel is called after the offensive rebound after the rejection. By Colby Free. Cooper Kramer right back in the game. He'll check in for Free. Quite the defensive start for the Thunder, just like the girls' game. And the Thunder holding on to an 8-2 lead. Trying to snap a small two-game skid. Going into Christmas break by longtime head coach John Thomas. And the handoff from Hilbert is deflected by Galley and stolen away by Caleb Morse. Reich with it. Gives up his dribble. Lob inside. Galley works against Hilbert. Shot is no good as he turned around and tried to fade away. Abe Hilbert hits Cooper Kramer in the face, but fortunately, his cat-like reflexes, he was able to pin the ball to his face with his hand. Holberting with it. Dribbles to the far side wing, and he stepped on the end line. Watkins kind of backing down to the sideline. And the turnover committed with 2:44 to go in this first quarter. Holberting will exit. Free right back in the game. Substitution for Jefferson West as Jason Payne checks in. First substitution for the Tigers. A team that only likes to go 8 deep. Going to the near side, across that court is Connor Reich. The top of the key, now dribbles to the far side wing. Defended heavily by Trent Thomas. Back to the middle. And he traveled. And head coach Joe Smith, in hot with his hindsight, tells him what he needs to do next time in that situation. 2:27 to go first quarter. Been stuck at 8-2 for a little while. Thunder trying to add on to their lead. Thomas gets past the defender and double clutch shot, and he's fouled on the floor. Failed to mention Carter Rottinghouse checking into the game for Omaha Central. Galley committing the personal foul. His first, team second. Both teams with two team fouls apiece with 2:18 to go. First free throw is good for Thomas. His first basket of this game. Thomas, a 58.3% free throw shooter. Team as a whole shooting 56%. Just a little bit under his average. And the second one is good as well. He goes 2 for 2. He's a 10-2. I'm trying to make quick work, and now a travel is too quick a work from Tucker Holdhouse. Gives it right back to Nemaha Central. Coach Smith not happy. He'll call the timeout. Down 10-2. And the Thunder gets momentum going into this timeout break. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
KMZA.
A quick 10-2 run right out of the gate for Nemaha Central. 6 points from Abe Hilbert. Been dominating the paint down low, working against Gage Galley. As both the teams leading scorers guarding each other here in this one. Nemaha Central out of the break comes in with Hike, Thomas, Free, Kramer, and Rottinghouse. As for Jefferson West, they'll come in with Reich, Holthouse, Payne, Galley, and Watkins. With 2:11 to go. Hike inbounds it to Thomas, and we're back underway. Bring it the length of the court. Against Jefferson West, 3-2 defense. They're going to come and trap Thomas. They'll give it up to Kramer. Far side wing for Rottinghouse. Crossbow pass is intercepted. Nice anticipation by Connor Reich. Pass went across the middle of the paint, and you don't want to do that against a 2-3 zone. And it was only at about eyeball height was that pass. Hit off to Galley, defended by Colby Free this time. Give up to the far side. Wrap around, poked behind from Cooper Kramer, and they're going to whistle and call a foul. And now go against Carter Rottinghouse. That was off the ball. 13 foul. Evan Olberding checking in for Trent Thomas. Not quite sure, but for some reason it says Nemaha Central has not committed any personal fouls. Now it says they have one, but they have three. Going to the left side, and a nice handoff. Payne, mid-range jumper is good. Nice touch by Jason Payne. Not one of their primary scorers. I take that back. He's our fourth leading scorer. 6 points, four boards a game as a pass deflected. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Thunder. Hike will go ahead and pass to Rottinghouse, far side wing from the top of the key. 1:25 to go, first quarter. Kramer, jab step fake. That's the top of the key. Too high for Olberding, but he saves it. Or goes out of bounds on the sideline near half court. Crossover dribble, loses it. Out of control, Olberding, turnover. Going the other way, and a pass up ahead is too far ahead of Jason Payne. And it'll be turned right back over to Nemaha Central with 1:11 to go here in the quarter. Olberding with it. Wide open. Hilbert, and they'll lay it up and in. Break down the defense for Jefferson West. Nice find by Evan Olberding, and Abe Hilbert with 8 first quarter points. 53 seconds left on a turnover. Evan Olberding takes it away. Easy runaway layup is good. Olberding now with 4 points, and it's 14-4 with 45 seconds left. More bad mistakes and turnovers from Joe Smith's squad. Cross that court, and that was almost an over and back. Backward violation. And now a bad exchange on a handoff. It's another turnover. Back to Nemaha Central. At 3 consecutive possessions and 3 consecutive turnovers. And now Nemaha Central gets the ball back with 33 seconds left. Again, up 14-4. Olberding to bring it up. See if maybe they hold this for the final shot. Passes to Free across half court. Overding working against Connor Reich, who's guarding him pretty heavily here. 18 seconds left still. Overding will now give it up to Hilbert. He'll drive left side, kick into the corner. Free's going to try his three, far side corner. No good. 10 seconds left on the rebound for Reich. He'll push it up himself. 6 seconds. Near side wing, going to try a wide open three. That's short. It was a long three. 3 seconds left. Rebound from Kramer. And that's how the quarter comes to a close after the miss by Tucker Holthouse from Jefferson West. Good defensive effort by Nemaha Central. They lead it after one, 14-4. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Nemaha Central started out with a 10-2 run, and they brought that into a 14-4 lead after the first quarter. 8 points for Abe Hilbert already, 4 for Evan Olberding, and a pair of free throws for Trent Thomas. Jefferson West gets the ball out of the break, and we're back underway. This is Connor Reich with it. Dribbles to the far side wing. We'll bring it back to the middle after getting a ball screen. Now to Galley. Gage Galley, their leading scorer, averaging 14 a game. Scoreless in that first quarter. As against Hilbert, shot blocked by Hilbert. And Galley's head smacked against Jason Payne. And Galley looks to be in a little bit of pain himself. Thomas off the ball screen, hands it off. Hilbert, nice jab step. Rottinghouse goes to the right side. A scoop layup, no good. Rebound by Galley. Goes through his leg, he lost it. And now a foul against Nemaha Central. And yeah, Galley, he got conked pretty good. Not bleeding or anything. And Coach Smith asking if he's good. He's saying, yeah, keep being a coach. 7:26 to go, second quarter. 14-4 our score as Carter Rottinghouse has picked up his second personal foul. He's the first player for either team to have two personal fouls. Caden Peterson checking in for the first time tonight. Back underway, Connor Reich brings it up. Land it off to Galley. Inside the key. Both catch lob is intercepted. Colby Free. Holthouse looking for Galley down low in the 6-8. Big man took it away. And now a pass by Trent Thomas down low, deflected out of bounds. Let's stay with the Thunder. Thomas with the inbound. Low formation on the inbound for the Thunder. Looking for someone to get open. Close to 5 seconds and just to get it off. Catch made by Peterson. Overing. Pass to the near side wing to Free. Sioux State Junior gives it up. Peterson slashes middle and retreats to the corner. Sobert kicks it out. Three ball straight away by Overing. Too strong off the heel. Rebound secured by Connor Reich. Held that pass up ahead to Kyle Herman, who's in the game for the first time tonight for Jefferson West. He's on the far side corner with Connor Reich with the basketball at the middle of the floor. So he'll dribble himself into that same corner. In trouble, entry pass to Galley. Turn it back down, Hilbert. Up fake in the middle of the paint, gives it up. Right, gives it up. Galley, he'll pull up, 17-footer. That's missing everything. A rebound, Colby Free on the air ball. Overding looking to push the issue. Has an open lane to drive. Now he will. In the middle, whistle. And a foul on the floor against Jefferson West. That'll be the first team foul. Herman picks up the first personal. Jefferson West still nobody with multiple personal fouls. Good news for Coach Schmidt. Nice find for Free, but he had it stripped away, and they are going to call a foul on the strip. So two free throws coming up for Colby Free, who is a 54.5% free throw shooter. The two middle quarters are the strong suit for Nemaha Central this season. They're a combined plus 22 in those two middle quarters. First free throw is good for Free. One more attempt for the big man. 6:14 to go. Second quarter, 15-4, our score. Second one's on its way, and it is good. Nemaha Central is still perfect from the free throw line. Waited until after he shot that to say that. 4-for-4 from the charity stripe. Oh, and Olberding took Reich's cookies. And he'll try to get a layup on the runaway, and that one off the heel goes in. Evan Olberding, have yourself a ball game. He's got 6. He's getting it done on both sides of the court. He's had a couple of steals. He tries to do it again, and this time he reaches in. A little bit of a body push. That was a nice attempt. And Evan Olberding, man, he has just been electric. But he can miss the personal that time. That's his first personal foul. 5:52 left to go in the second quarter. A clinic. Both sides of the court. I've been saying that word a lot, but it's been kind of what's been happening for Nemaha Central on both boys and girls teams. As a double team forces the turnover. Going the other way. Oh, gets to Olberding, but he has it taken away by Jason Payne of Jefferson West. And El Galley's trying to push for Jefferson West. He'll give it up. Watkins has his pass taken away. He gets pushed from behind. Nothing called. Thomas. He'll slow it down a little bit. Brent Thomas dribbles to the near side wing into a double team and now goes middle. Wrap around pass. Hilbert. Open look for Evan Olberding in the corner. Closed out. No good. Offensive rebound by Olberding. Shot a little floater. It's good. And Evan Olberding now has 8 points. Evan Olberding and Abe Hilbert have combined for 16 of the team's 20 points. And it's 20-4. Far side wing, Tucker Holdhouse gives it to a cutter. It's Payne. Shot off the glass. It's no good. Gage Galley offensive rebound. Putback. And no good on the baby hook. Another offensive rebound. That putback is no good. But he's fouled going up. It's Cal Herman. He'll go to the line to shoot two. A lot of field goal attempts from either team. From both teams, excuse me, is that foul is credited to Colby Free. That'll be his first. Exciting little run for both teams there. The first free throw is good. And Kyle Herman gives Jefferson West its first point of this second quarter. It's now 20-5. Second one is good. No, it's going to be waved off. They're going to say that Herman stepped on the line. Those are the first two free throw attempts, by the way, of the game for Jefferson West. 20-6, our score, Nemaha Central. United's comfy lead. 4:52 left to go. Again, 8 points apiece for Evan Olberding and Abe Hilbert. Hilbert got all of his in the first quarter. Olberding has 4 apiece in each of the quarters. Brent Thomas gets the commands from his dad, John, on the sideline, longtime head coach here at Nemaha Central. 4.5 to go. Into the corner with it. Hilbert, entry pass, far side block. Kick it out. After the pass to Peterson, to Thomas. That one no good. Offensive rebound. Hilbert with a put back up and in. Good time for his first points this second quarter. He has 10. Trying to quickly come back the other way. Dribbling into the corner. Thinking about the threes, Watkins, but he holds on to it. And he'll pass it back to Connor Reich, and he'll call the play here. Jason Payne, looking for someone to get open. He'll just hand it off to Connor Reich at the top of the key. Trying to get someone open on the screen. That was walking someone to the corner, now giving up his dribble. High post catch, far side elbow for Morse. Backdoor pass, then Payne is foul going up. Nice find from the far side elbow to the slashing Jason Payne. He'll go to the line to shoot two. 3:56 left to go, and that one will go against Eric Wirtz. Free throw on the way, off the right side, no good for Payne. Kyle Herman back in the game for the Tigers, checking in for Watkins. One more try for Jason Payne, the sophomore forward. That one is good. Team is 2-for-4 from the free throw line, looking to quickly move it up the court after the free throw make. It's 22-7 with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Thomas will set the play up with the near side corner. Hilbert leaving him all alone with a big, comfy cushion. Knocked down a 17-footer earlier. Doesn't take advantage, though. Give it up. Works pass deflected and stolen away. Schwartz couldn't handle the pressure of the Jefferson West defense. Reich gives it up, top of the key catch for Galley. Galley trying to get something going offensively. Been a rough day for him so far. He'll lob it to Morris. He'll back down Cooper Kramer. Mismatch size-wise and then foul on the floor. Good job by Caleb Morris to take advantage of the mismatch. And Kramer picks up his second personal foul with 3:19 to go. Colby Free, Evan Oberding back in the game for Nemaha Central, but they'll have to wait. There'll be two free throws as the there was a little bit of miscommunication between whether it was a shooting foul or foul on the floor. We had quite a bit of that in the girls' game. One of the officials explaining something to the scores table as well. Had a lot of miscommunication between the scores table and the officials. We had Jefferson West leading scorer, Kenley Stones, foul out with just four fouls. First free throw on the way is good for Caleb Morris. So now Olberding and Free will check in for Hilbert to give him a bit of a break, and Derek Wirtz as well. And Abe Hilbert already in double digits scoring. 10 points for him, 8 points in that first quarter. And the free throw coming up for Morris. That one is good. So he goes 2 for 2. He has 4 points. And this is Caden Peterson bringing it up for the Thunder, and now I'll give it up to Olberding. Olberding also a solid day offensively, 8 points, and defensively too. He's got a couple of steals on the ball and turned those into layups. Corner with it, Colby Free can knock down the jumper, doesn't attempt one here. Kramer now to Olberding, far side wing, 3 minutes to go. Peterson, lob back to Olberding, and they're going to say that was last touched by Payne, who tried to jump that route, and Olberding, looks to me like he was actually the last person to touch it, is he kind of just slapped that one out of bounds to the Olberding. But a timeout is called. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. 22-8 in favor of Nemaha Central here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Take a look at some scores around our area. Hiawatha boys leading Royal Valley 14-7 after one quarter. Also, Clifton Clyde boys leading Axel boys 11-9. In the girls' game between those two teams, Clifton Clyde defeated Axel 60-35. Is your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Back underway in this one, 22-8, Nemaha Central. 2:45 and counting left to go in the second quarter. Here's a catch for Cooper Kramer on the near side corner. Double team gets out of it. Peterson, high post catch from the near side elbow. Kicks it out. Trent Thomas, top of the key. Pass far side. Olberding. Going to fire away the contested three. That one no good. About 3 feet beyond the three-point line. And secured by Reich on the rebound. Up ahead, far side. Herman, nice find for Galley. Down low. Got a defender to go past him. And he lays it up and in for his first basket of the game. Needing to get him going. They want to get back in this one. This now 22-10. A little bit of a run here for Jefferson West, a little 6-2 baby run, if you will, after a 20-4 start for Nemaha Central. Thomas gives up in the corner to Peterson. He's going to be double-teamed. One dribble, and now he'll give it up to Trent Thomas. Near side wing catch for Olberding. Thought about squeezing it into the high post to Peterson, instead he'll give it up to the far side wing. Thomas. Retreats his dribble back toward near midcourt. With 1:45 to go. And now we'll retreat to the JW in midcourt. Peterson with a catch far side wing. Now back to Thomas. Dribbles to the near side to Kramer. High post catch. Nice find for Peterson. Little floater is good. And Katie Peterson with the basket. 10 points for the Thunder in this period. Still outscoring Jefferson West by 4. 10-6. 24-10 in the ballgame. Lob is going to be over everybody's head. Morris thought that Galley was going to cut towards the basket, and he did not. So a turnover by the Tigers. Hilbert and Hike check in for Nemaha Central. Checking in for Kramer and Peterson. 1:10 to go. Hand off to Hike. So the far side wing gives it to Freeze out of the key. Near side, Thomas. Hilbert calling for it. Defended by Caleb Morse. Not going to give it to him. Said he's going to dribble towards the middle of the court. He had the play call from his dad. Far side wing catch for Freeze. 55 seconds now left to go in the half. Thomas, now near side. Hike. Looking for someone to get open as Free and Hilbert navigate the interior. Now Hike flashes inside and Free goes outward. 40 seconds left as Thomas has the basketball. Free with it near side on the wing. Cross court pass to Hike, far side corner. Goes baseline to wraparound pass to Hilbert, deflected but into his hands. A wide open look for Free. Finds him, he lays it up and in, and one. Late rotation by Connor Reinke, fouls him on the arm. And that height advantage coming to his advantage. And the 6'8 junior puts it in, and the foul. It's 26-10 with 30.9 seconds left. Connor Reich commits his first personal. Free will try to finish off the three-point play. He cannot. It's off the heel, loose, and picked up by Carter Hike. And we got another opportunity here. First free throw miss of the game for Nemaha Central. They're 4-for-5. 20 seconds left, and now the hole for the final shot. Olberding has it inside the midcourt half circle. Dribbles to the near side wing, into the corner. Now the short corner falling, and he is going to be fouled. On the floor with 9.3 seconds left, that's the fourth team foul, so now they will be in the double bonus. So Jason Payne picks up his first personal foul. Oh, no, correction. That'll be a second. With 9.3 seconds left, Carter Rottinghouse will check back into the game in for Evan Olberding. 26-10, Emaw Central trying to continue to grow their lead right before the half. Wraparound pass by Thomas goes out of bounds, looking for Rottinghouse from underneath the basket on the near side, trying to wrap it around to the wing on the far side. That would have been a tough pass to make. He tried to put some spin on the basketball, get it around some defenders. He could not do that successfully. And now a chance for the Tigers to retaliate. Reich brings it up against Thomas. He has 5 seconds. All the way to the block, a little floater off the glass short. 3 seconds for Free, and hold on to it. And that is how the quarter and the half comes to a close. Emaha Central's defense has been the story of the ball game, giving up just 10 points and scoring 26. A nice lead for the Thunder at the break. We'll step aside. Coming up next is your Highland Community College halftime show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Your project starts here at Stahlbomer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Stahlbomer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Stahlbomer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Stahlbomer Lumber in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
26-10, our score at the break. Nemaha Central dominating this one so far, kind of recapping how this one started. The Thunder, well, they kind of took a chapter out of the girls' book It started out with a nice run. This was a 10-2 run, as the girls got to an 11-0 run. But unlike the girls' game, they actually held on to that lead and continued to grow it. As that lead, we get to 14-4 at the end of the first quarter, and as much as 20-4 with 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Jefferson West would end up making a couple of field goals and some free throws, but ultimately they held on to that 16-point lead at the break. Let's take a look at our leading scores for both teams, starting off with Jefferson West. The leading scorer is Caleb Morse. He has 4 points with a 2-point field goal in the first quarter and a couple of free throws. 3 points for Jason Payne as well. 2 points apiece for Gage Galley, the leading scorer, averaging 14 points a game, just 2 points and a half. And Connor Wright also has two, and Kyle Herman has a free throw. Lane Wayne scoring for Nemaha Central is Abe Hilbert. He has 10, 8 points in that first quarter. As for Evan Oberding, he has 8 points as well. 4 points in the first quarter, four more in the second quarter. And Colby Free also has 4 points, all of those coming in the second quarter. And Caden Peterson and Trent Thomas with 2 points apiece. All right, let's go ahead and step aside for 3 minutes, and we'll come back and resume our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, bar from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Our score at the break, 26-10, Nemaha Central leads at Jefferson West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelbly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online hineandtruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of three people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio. 26-10, Nemaha Central leads Jefferson West at halftime here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Take a look at some scores around the area. End of the first half, on the boys' side, Jackson Heights leading McLeod 31-10. Jackson Holiday, Drake Mellies, what a duo they are. Halftime for Hiawatha and Royal Valley, with the Redhawks leading the Panthers 33-17. And also in the Big 7, we have Sabetha boys leading Holton 29-21. Now that matchup in the girls' side, Holton defeats Sabetha 36-23. Elizabeth Schuster with 17 points. Brooke Wilcott had 9. Also, what else we have here? We have in the Twin Valley League, we have Valley Heights leading Troy 27-21 on the boys' side. Drew Honus and his crew taking on that Troy team. That's a home game for Valley Heights. That's a long drive for either team in that matchup. How about this halftime score? Lynn is currently beating Centralia 18-11. Quite the upset that would be. His Lynn boys are kind of a scrappy squad. Centralia, of course, historically a very solid team this year. Maybe a little bit down, but they still have some good scores. Donovan West girls, they get a big win over Washington County. Again, Washington County there is kind of a scrappy team that'll fight and keep it close. They're not going to be a team that's going to get blown out even against the former state champion. 51-44, Donovan West gets the win there. And some games that we mentioned earlier, but I'll mention again, in the first quarter on the boys' side between Clifton Clyde and Axtell, as late as we have between those two teams, Battle of the Eagles, with Clifton Clyde leading 11-9. And the girls score in that matchup, Clifton Clyde won handily over Axtell 60-35. Elsewhere, looking back at some other scores that we reported earlier, Hiawatha girls defeated Royal Valley 45-30. The Frankfort girls defeated Hanover in a huge one in a battle towards the top of the TBL. 49-38 was the final in that one. And the girls score in our contest, it was 38-26 Nemaha Central between Jefferson West. And that big game coming up for Nemaha Central at Riverside coming up on Tuesday with league title implications on the line. Should be a fun one coming up again this upcoming Tuesday. All right, well, back in this one, let's take a look at some keys to the second half. First for Jefferson West, I think they just kind of need to relax and settle down just a little bit. They've committed a lot of really, really dumb turnovers, just moving too fast, trying to do too much, just kind of slow it down and let the offense come to you. Not force too many shots. They force a lot of shots down low. I feel like Gage Galley is trying to do a little bit too much down low. Of course, if you're trying to get your best player going, you got to have that fine line. He averages 14 points a game and held to just 2 here in this first half. As for Nemaha Central, kind of keeping up with their defense. Their defense has been lights out here in this one. They held Jefferson West to just 4 points in that first quarter. And they've only allowed 4 field goals all games. Keep up what they do defensively. Evan Holberding has been phenomenal all over. Whoever brings up the ball mostly has been Connor Reich for the Tigers. He's got to keep it up. And Abe Hilbert continue to dominate down low. And don't let up. Don't get complacent down low in there. That will allow the Jefferson West offense to be able to operate through their forwards. And that's their strong suit. They're strength on strength. Both of the teams do well inside. All right, here we go. 26-10 is our score, and Jefferson West just coming out of the locker room. Nemaha Central is ready to go. They're going to come out back onto the court. They were able to warm up a little bit, but they went back into the locker room, and they're going to come right onto the court. All right, here we go. We are back underway. Nemaha Central gets the ball first. Out of the break. Thomas brings it across half court against the 3-2 zone to Jefferson West. They like to trap right off that first pass. Gives it to Kramer. Squeezes the pass through to Olberding. The lob to Thomas. Drives middle. Kicks. Free. Jab step. He goes middle as well. Thomas gets the top of the key. Here's that wing catch. 3 ball for Cooper Kramer. A little too short. He's hit by 3 out of bounds. Tried to poke it away from Connor Wright. He could not. So this is Connor Wright. He'll be met by Evan Olberding at the 3/4 court mark. Trying to protect the basketball. He'll take it all the way in the paint. He's rejected out of there by Abe Hilbert. Offensive rebound, though. Morse finds a cutter back door, and it's swatted away again, this time by Colby Free. The interior defense in Nemaha Central persists through to the 3/4. Jump stop, Olberding kicks it back. Colby Free thought about shooting it. Coming back, he was a little bit late. He came back after the block as he fell onto the floor. Thought about the 3, instead he holds onto it. Kramer has it near side wing, bounce pass to Thomas into the corner. Pass the top of the key, Olberding. Jab step, right side goes middle. Underhand pass, Hilbert, and he's fouled going up. He'll shoot 2. Just let that shot short off the window as that foul goes against Caleb Morse. Then it's his second personal. We are 1 minute and 1 second into the 3/4. And Abe Hilbert will try to give Nemaha Central the first points of the period. First free throw on the way. That one is good. Abe Hilbert had his struggles from the free throw line at the beginning of the season, but he's got his free throw percentage up to 58.8% coming into today. It was around 30% going into that pair of the Compton game. That second one is good. So he goes 2 for 2. Nemaha Central is 6 for 7 from the free throw line, taking advantage of the pair of the Compton, or beg your pardon, sorry, the Jefferson West fouls. Wright's going to go coast to coast. He'll dump it backwards to Gage Galley. He almost threw it away, but he's able to haul it in. There's a slash in the middle by Tucker Holdhouse, and he's fouled on the floor. He made the shot, but it's not going to count. 6:47 to go, third quarter. After that personal foul committed by Cooper Kramer, and that is going to be his third, I believe. Yes, it is. He'll stay in the ballgame. Inbound goes to Galley. Cutting back door is Watkins with defense by Trent Thomas, not allowing the pass. Morse gives up his dribble. High post catch near side. Elbow. Galley, his pass is out of bounds, trying to go to Tucker Holdhouse on the far side wing. Kyle Herman checking in for Jefferson West, in for Tucker Holdhouse. Ian Carter Ridinghouse will check in for Cooper Kramer, who will now exit again with 3 personal fouls. 1.5 minutes into the third quarter, 28-10 Omaha Central. Near side wing catch Ridinghouse. To Olberding, far side wing catch Thomas. Back to Olberding, near side corner catch for Free, who comes up to the wing to catch it. Looking for an open look, cross court pass Thomas. Going to try a contested 3. Good, near side corner, Trent Thomas, splash. And that gives them their first 3 ball of the game. That team, they shoot 21.4%. Near side wing catch. From the middle. Driving, kicking is Watkins. The far side wing. Reich. Signals for Morse to clear out of the corner. He does just that, but he stays at the corner. He stays at the wing. Dribbling basketball. Hand off Herman. Gives up to Watkins, who will give it up to Galley. Right back to Watkins for 3. No good after the ball screen handoff. It pushes the other way as Omaha Central off the miss. Free shot off the cut. No good in the middle of the paint. Rebound to Jefferson West. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Right defended by Olberding. Pass far side corner for Morse. Looking to feed inside the Galley. Defended by Hilbert. You get it into him. Set him up in the air. Whistling fouled on the floor. The Galley upset with himself. They didn't make the shot. He slams the ball on the floor. Dave Hilbert picks up just his first personal foul. He's done a great job with his interior defense, defending Gage Galley, holding him to just one free throw, taking part in one field goal make all night. Meanwhile, on the offensive side, Abe Hilbert scoring 10 points inside. The first free throw, Galley is good. And again, Gage Galley averaging 14 points and 7 rebounds coming into this game. It's been a real tough time for the big fella for Jefferson West tonight. Second free throw is no good. And a foul against Jefferson West on the rebound. And that one's going to go against Morse, and that's going to be his third. Tucker Holdhouse will check in. He'll check in for Morse. It was a late substitution. There was 6 players on the floor for a little bit there. 5:17 to go, third quarter, 31-11, Omaha Central with the lead. Bringing the pressure in the backcourt is Jefferson West for the first time tonight. First time either a press, it's a zone press, as they get across that Fort Thomas far side. We'll do it. And we'll bring it back to the middle. Near side wing catch, Olberding, short corner for Hilbert. Goes middle. Shot off the glass, no good. Trying to do the pick back, dunk for Free, and couldn't quite handle it. And a rebound for Jefferson West. Good try on the put back for the 6'8 junior, but Tigers have it. Hand off is to Watkins. Cuts across the middle. Stops at 15 feet. Step back. Thought about the 3. Now give it up. 3 ball. Near side by Herman's no good off the heel. Rebound Evan Olberding. Long pass up ahead to Thomas from the near side wing. Look inside to Hilbert. Can't get it to him, so he gives it up to Olberding. He'll have an open 3 near side. That one's short. And that one is hauled in by Connor Reich. Full court pass up ahead is secured by Holdhouse in the corner. And poked free by Trent Thomas out of bounds. He'll stay with the Tigers. That was excellent hustle by Tucker Holdhouse. The junior guard hustling into the corner to try to make that catch. It looked like it was going to be out of bounds, but he tracked it down. And Watkins will go ahead and exit. Substitution. as they bring Jason Payne into the game for the first time in the second half. As for Evan Oberding, he will sit for the first time. We see Rico Teresi tonight for Nemaha Central. Inbound to the corner. Head fake. Herman gives it up to Payne on the near side wing. And a handoff. Galley gives it up to Reich. Gets a screen from Payne. Nice steal off screen. The three is no good off of the screen. Offensive rebound. And Herman shuffled his feet. Right underneath the basket. He was unable to find a pain, or excuse me, find a lane to put a shot up. There's a fullcourt pass over the far side in the press. It is deflected and thrown away. Good to see hands by Payne. It's thrown away by Herman. 4 minutes to go in the quarter. Still 31-11. Favorite Nemaha Central. Drive baseline. And Porthouse fouled hard after he got around his man. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Lee's foul is on with 3:53 to go. They're going to give this to Abe Hilbert. That's his second. Both his personal fouls being committed here in this frame. He had 8 points in the first quarter. He had two in the second, and he's scoreless here in the third. And the first free throw from Holthouse is good. No field goals made by Jefferson West here in this quarter. And a timeout is called in between free throws by head coach John Thomas of Nemaha Central. We'll take it with him. 31-12, our score, Nemaha Central with the lead with 3:53 to go here in this third quarter. Stepping aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Our score. Nemaha Central with a nice healthy lead on the road against Nemaha Central. Got a scoring update for you. Final in the girls game on 93.7 FM KAIR. A late start in that one as ACCHS defeats Oskaloosa 44-43. That is a close one. Again, that's the final in the girls game on KAIR. If you want to listen to that one on the boys' side, starting up here in just a little bit. Tough loss for Kevin Lane's group. Oskaloosa, you know, what a year they've had. They're 4-2 after a 3-win season last year. The second free throw for Tucker Holthouse is good. He goes 2-for-2. Again, no field goal makes for Jefferson West here in this third quarter. They have just 3 points in the frame. As for Nemaha Central, they've only made one field goal. That was a 3-point make by Trent Thomas. So the offense, tough to come by for both teams with 3:50 remaining. 31-13 is our score. Starting house at Therese, near side corner. Entry pass. Nice anticipation by Payne. He jumps the route, but he can't save it from going out of bounds, as that was intended for Abe Hilbert. Rico Teresi off the bench, the 6'1 senior. Here's a lob. That's going to be tipped by Herman and intercepted. 3-on-2 fast break up ahead to Holthouse. Nice catch behind his back. He lays it up and in, and there is the first field goal of the quarter for Jefferson West. So Holthouse has 4 of the team's 5 points in the quarter back into the press. Teresi across that court and a bump against Trent Thomas, and it was Gage Galley who rushed up and committed the personal. That's going to be his second. Nobert's going to take a break, and Carter Hike's going to check in. And now Evan Oberding will check in for Trent Thomas. Also, Colby Free back in the game, and now Caden Peterson. So that's 4-for-4 substitutions. So once again, it's going to be Oberding, Peterson, Rottinghouse, Hike and Hilbert. So actually, Hilbert's not coming out. So Hilbert is staying in the game, and he's going to be inbounding it here. So it was Free exiting, not Hilbert. All right, back underway in this one, wanting to trap on the inbound. They get around it. Hike's pass, a wraparound to Abe Hilbert, who's on the floor. Nice anticipation by Payne. They get a hand on it, and jump ball is going to favor the Tigers. Tigers' defense is really ramped up in this third quarter. They're anticipation of passes has been spot on. Nemaha Central has had hardly any open looks since they haven't really been able to move the ball around the perimeter. Going in that 3-2 trap. Now Reich brings it up for Jefferson West. Up the far side, to the wing, now to the corner. He'll drive. He'll have an open lane for a floater. That's a little bit short. Rebound, Abe Hilbert. Outlet, far side, opening. Looks to push. Up the far side, spins the inside. In front of the wing. Cross-court pass at Droninghouse. Side about the three. Jab step, pull-up jumper. No good. A high bounce off the rim. And that was a little too strong. And a foul against Nemaw Central. And that is Abe Hilbert's third personal foul here in this quarter and the game. And the 14th foul as well, and they'll be in the double bonus for the rest of the way as there's 2:57 remaining in the third quarter. 31-15 in favor of the Omaha Central. Both teams scoring 5 points in this quarter. Now a whistle and a foul reach in against the Omaha Central here. Now I'll go against Caden Peterson his first. Free throws coming up for Kyle Herman. And now Colby Free will check in for Nemaw Central after this first free throw. Or are they going to let him now? Official talking to the scorers table here. They'll have to wait for the first free throw. 2:46 left to go here in the third quarter. Still a nice 16-point cushion for the Thunder. As the first free throw is no good off the back heel. Hilbert will now exit. Colby Free is back in the game. Second one is also no good. And Gage Galley got a hand on it, but he tips it out of bounds. It'll go to Nemaw Central. Zone press is on once again for Jeff West. Playing with some urgency here. Roddinghouse avoids the trap, gets through a couple of defenders, and now holds onto it from the near side wing. It's to Free. To Olberding from the W inside the half court circle. Get away from defender. Now bring it back to half court. Pass for Hike, and jumping around is Holdhouse. He threw it off of Hike and out of bounds. Nice hustle play by Tucker Holdhouse. The junior is awarded with his hustle, and they get the ball back with 2:25 to go in the third. Nemaw Central getting a little too lackadaisical, predictable with their passes. Connor Wright's going to drive. He'll kick it out. Hold out to the lefty. Going to try his three. Good! Got the steal. Knocks down the three. He has 7 points in the quarter and the game. Timeout called by Nemaw Central. 31-18 is our score. Trying to make it a ball game. Still ways to go, though, with 2:15 remaining in the third quarter. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
To 18, Nemaw Central, still a nice healthy lead, but a bit of a rally coming here for Jefferson West with 2:15 to go. Big time three-pointer from Tucker Holdhouse after he got a steal. Now another steal. Deflection by Herman, and now a foul against Nemaw Central going the other way. Herman got his hand deflected the ball away, and Holdhouse came up with the steal, and Holdhouse is fouled, and he'll get two free throws here. The foul committed by Carter Roddinghouse is third. Nemaw Central having a tough time putting away these Tigers. They are scrapping and clawing their way back into this one as the first free throw is no good for Holdhouse. His first miss of the day. He's 2 for 3. First time today that Jack Mackey is checking in for Nemaw Central. 6'3 sophomore. Cooper Kramer checking in for Carter Hike, and Coach Thomas not happy with Cooper Kramer not telling Carter Hike that he is the one that's coming out. He kind of just came in and didn't tell Carter that he's supposed to exit as the second free throw is good. So he's in 3 for 4. He has 8 points in the quarter. Back in the press with Jeff West. It's 31-19 with 2:04 to go in the third. Mackey with it to Kramer. Kramer retreats backwards, and that's a 10-second call. That came up pretty quick. Wow, that was a quick 10 seconds, and 1:59 left to go. Jeff West gets the ball back, hoping to make some more field goals. Tucker Holthouse, the only player to make a field goal in this quarter. Ball goes to Galley, far side. He'll back down Colby Free. Nice wraparound pass, but it's deflected. Nice anticipation by Evan Olberding. He'll deflect that stolen away by Colby Free. Nemaha Central giving Jefferson West a taste of their own medicine. 1:45 to go in the quarter. Nice crossover dribble by Trent Thomas. Gets by his defender into the corner. Gives up to Free. His pass deflected. Almost stolen away by Reich. Man, these passes have just been so lazy for Nemaha Central. No pop behind him. And giving up the ball at inopportune times. And here's a pass in the backcourt for Evan Olberding. He has been quiet. Hasn't scored here in this quarter after scoring 8 points in the first half. And only 3 points in this quarter for Nemaha Central via field goal. And now a foul against Jefferson West. That foul is going to go against Tucker Holthouse. That's going to be his first. Team foul's fourth. The first free throw misses short for Trent Thomas. Kind of just short arm that one. He was perfect before that one. He was 2-for-2, now 2-for-3. Second one's on the way. That one rattles in there. Thomas, a 58.3% free throw shooter coming into this game. He has four of the team's 6 points in this quarter. It's 32-19. 1:15 to go in the third. Kind of a sloppy quarter for both teams. Reich has it, dribbles towards the middle. The near side of Wayne Galley. Defended by Free, backs him down, lob it out. Holthouse. Screen on the ball, shot up, no good, 15-footer near side block, rebound Trent Thomas. Thomas, double teams before he gets to half court, and he'll bring it all the way into the lane. A whistle and a foul on the floor, looks like. It's Jefferson West. He goes against Herman, and that is Herman's second. And he'll send Thomas back to the free throw line with their 15th foul. Wasting no time. He kind of short-armed that one, but it still goes in regardless. Thomas now with 9 points after that make. 52.4 seconds left here in the third quarter. Second one is no good. 33-19 to score. Rebound Jefferson West. Holthouse with that far side wing. Nice find down low. Off the glass and good for Jason Payne. His first field goal make since the first quarter. He has 5 points and 33-21. Back in the press for the Tigers. Just shy of half court. Thomas dribbles across that court far side. It's loose. He dribbled it off of somebody. Picked up by Galley. He's on the floor and gives up to Herman. Up ahead to Payne. Far side. Payne, after making the last field goal, hands it off. Right. Top of the key. Herman drives. Kicks. Corner. Holthouse. Three. Left-hander. Good! Tucker Holthouse, what a quarter he's having. He has 10 points in the quarter. It's 33-24. 10 seconds left for Nemaha Central here in the third. Cross half court pass is caught by Kramer. 5 seconds. Far side. Near half court. They double team him. 2 seconds. Mackey with it. He's not going to get a shot off in time. Fantastic defense by Joe Smith's crew. And Jefferson West is right back in this one. It's 33-24. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
KMZA.
33-24 is our score going into the fourth quarter. And what a quarter it was for Tucker Holthouse. He actually had 11 points in that quarter. 33-24 our score, and it will be Nemaha Central basketball out of the break. See if Nemaha Central are being a part of Jefferson West Kiva League intensity. Nice pass down low for a set, or if Hilbert gets around, Morris City lays it up in a nice start. Brave Hilbert, who didn't make a field goal that last quarter, he has 15 points. Beg your pardon, 14 points. Dave Hilbert, Trent Thomas, the only two players to score in that quarter, and only one field goal make. That was a three ball by Trent Thomas early on in that quarter. 35-24 now the score. Jefferson West trying to respond. Nice pass, but it's deflected by Abe Hilbert, trying to find Kyle Herman back door up ahead. Thomas drives in the lane, gets around Morse. Shot is short, though. Morse with a rebound. Now Jeff West looking to push. Nice pass up ahead to Holthouse. It's dry, but it's too far out in front of him. He can't haul it in. It was a nice look. Pass just a touch too far. Jeff West is going to go back to the press here. They've done it. They did it in the last 3-4 minutes of that third quarter. It works tremendously. Pass deflected. Almost stolen away, but finds Hayes Colby free. Far side for Trent Thomas. He'll bring it to the middle. Thomas with 7 points. Third on the team in scoring behind Hilbert and Olberding, who has 8. Pass deflected, but into the hands of Free. Bounce pass. Pull-up jumper. Mid-range left waist short by Cooper Kramer. Rebound secured by Herman. And a pass up ahead again too far, this time trying to find Jason Payne cutting inside. Jeff and West just kind of needing to slow down a little bit, playing too fast on the offensive side. 35-24. Again, the score was 20-4 at one point, and it was 26-10 at the half. But Jefferson West outscored Nemaha Central 14-7 in the third quarter, trying to make it a ball game once again. Still a double-digit lead. Tigers have some work to do. Nemaha Central trying to pull it away here in this fourth. 6.5 to go. 35-24 Nemaha Central. Thomas, far side wing, crossover dribble. Behind Colby Free, started to make his way towards the basket. The pass goes behind and out of bounds. Miscommunication. And it's going to be another Nemaha Central turnover. Things have really gotten ugly for the Thunder here in the back end of the second half. Inbound will go to Reich. Reich has 2 points on the day, a 2-point field goal in the second quarter. Screened by Galley, and they're going to call an offensive foul. I don't know about that. Galley didn't move at all. I'm just going to say it. That was a bad call by the official. Galley took this screen, and he did not move a single inch. And they called the foul. They just missed that call. 6:18 left to go in the fourth quarter. 35-24 is our score. Nemaha Central with the lead. Overding in the backcourt. Pass up ahead across that court to Trent Thomas. He'll drive middle. Take it to the corner. Far side Kramer. Now bring it back to Overding. And they beat the press. Done a better job here in this quarter. High post catch. Hilbert. Nice backdoor cut. Overding layup is good. Rattled it home. His first field goal makes since the second quarter. They needed that one. Just their third field goal of this second half, and it's 37-24. Nemaha Central trying to settle down a little bit, not play too hurry up. Reich past the high, or to the top of the key, beg your pardon, on far side corner three, and Payne missed everything there. Might have been deflected by Colby Free, but into the hands of Cooper Kramer. Up ahead, Olberding, wide open for three, far side wing, that's short. He falls over, offensive rebound, and a whistle, and a travel call underneath against Dave Hilbert. Or sorry, Colby Free, big apart. So Payne will exit. And back underway with Reich facing now an Nemaha Central press. First time they press today. Cross half court for Galley. Cross court pass near side. Reich. Dribbles. Stops the key catch. Galley drives. Right side. Galley up fake. Gets Hilbert up in the air and reaching against Cooper Kramer. Gets that all day as he's slapped in. And that's going to be his fourth personal foul. By the way, it was Tucker Holthouse who just checked back into the game. Again, 11 points for Tucker Holthouse, the left-handed junior guard for the Tigers. And with 5:17 left to go in this game, 4 fouls for Cooper Kramer. He will stay in the ball game for the time being. 37-24 Nemaha Central. Inbound into the corner for Morse. Stops to the near side elbow. And backdoor fine underneath the basket. Herman, a couple of defenders around him. Shot no good. Off the heel, rebound Colby Free of Nemaha Central. 3 minutes now gone in the fourth quarter. Overding across that court, gives to Free. Far side wing, pass to Thomas. Over anticipation by Holthouse on the pass. And Hobart with the catch at the high post. And a nice job on the help side defense from Jefferson West. Drive baseline, Kramer shot off the glass as he goes middle. is no good. Morris with the rebound. Pass up ahead to Reich. Up ahead to Holthouse, far side corner. He tried to catch it with one hand. As a result, he can't haul it in, and he fumbles it out of bounds to Nemaha Central. He's got to bring that thing in with two hands. Cooper Watkins will check in for Holthouse. We'll give him another breather. 4:36 now left to go. Against the Jefferson West press, they beat it. Cross half court, opening. Cross court pass far side. Thomas to the far side wing. Now to Colby Free near midcourt. Back to Thomas. One-on-one with Connor Reich. He'll get around him. Stops to the wing. Nice find underneath the basket. Cooper Kramer lays it up and in. Nice find by Evan Olberding. And Cooper Kramer with his first basket of the game. 39-24. 4:05 left to go. Jefferson West scoreless in the first half of this fourth quarter. Step back three off the dribble is no good. And a rebound hauled in by Abe Hilbert. Now they're going to call a jump ball. It looked to me like Herman had much of a hand on it, but we'll give it to Nemaha Central on the jump ball. And 3 minutes, by the way, failed to mention, was Cooper Watkins. Jefferson West, 3:53 to go. A screen for him on the near side block. Looking for someone to get open here, and they'll just lob it out to the perimeter. Gates Galley, top of the key. Morris fighting Colby Free down low. Galley's going to drive against Hilbert. Kick it out of the corner for Reich. Now for Watkins, defended by Kramer. And he'll hand it off. Reich gets the screen to go to his left. Fires a three off the dribble again. That one is good this time. Connor Reich with the third three-point shot of this second half to go in. It's Hilbert. Had it in the interior. He'll kick it out after losing it momentarily. 39-27 Nemaha Central. Nice find. Slashing inside is Colby Free. He lays it up and in, and the assist from Cooper Kramer. And Colby Free with his first basket of the second half. He has six. It's 41-27 with 3:14 to go. A nice blow by Reich, but a nice job coming back and swatting it out of there by Colby Free. Kind of a bit of a stare down. The officials can give him a warning. Just a verbal warning. Nothing more than that, but he stared him down just a little bit. 3:11 left to go in the fourth quarter. Nothing more than just a little bit of fun there from Colby Free. He deserved that stare down after that nice rejection. Here's the lob out to the top of the key for Reich. Goes to his left to the wing. Screen to get him open for another three off the dribble. That one's off the left side, no good. Rebound Cooper Kramer. Trying to test his luck that time. Unable to find the bottom of the rim. Olberding trying to get away from some defense. Has brought it in the backcourt off a miss. Nice find for Hilbert up ahead. Good recovery, though, by Payne. But Hilbert gets around him, lays it up and in, and one. And Jason Payne commits his third personal foul. Is Hilbert with 16 points. He had 8 in the first quarter. Middle two quarters struggled just a little bit, but found his footing in this fourth quarter with 4 more points. Free throw is no good, though. Rebound for Jason Payne of Jefferson West. Reich will bring it up with 2:44 to go. Nemaha Central leading 43-27 as they lead back to 16, and foul on the shot. That looked pretty clean to me, unless it was on the body. Yeah, and that's what happened. A little bit of a push on the body. The torso is where Trent Thomas had his hand. And one hand going up and his other hand on his torso. First free throw is off the backboard and good for Connor Reich. You think maybe a shot like that from somebody who hasn't shot a free throw today, but no, he's now 4 for 5. Substitution, and Trent Thomas will exit. Carter Runninghouse back in the game for Nemaha Central. That one is no good. Rebound Colby Free for the Thunder. Pass near side corner. And Kramer gets it out of there. Hilbert almost traveled with it. And now an offensive foul is called against Dave Hilbert. He knew it on the handoff. Nubby is 4th personal. So a bit of a turning of the tables here in the fourth quarter. It was 33-24, a 9-point game at one point. But the lead now back up to 15 for Nemaha Central. 43-28 is where we stand. And head coach John Thomas wanting an explanation. 2:19 left to go in this ball game. Thunder just with some cleanup work here as they avoid letting their end of third quarter woes spiral into more issues here in the middle and later portions of this fourth quarter. A terrific coaching effort from the longtime head coach from Omaha Central. A bit of a reach in as Galley gathers it. Reverse layup on the backdoor cut by Jason Payne. It's too strong, no good. Rebound by the Thunder. 2 minutes left. Full court pass up to Kramer. Nice bounce pass to Rottinghouse, but it was a bad angle, so he gets it back out to Kramer. And his 3-point way off the mark. And Wright comes up with it for Jefferson West. This pass almost jumped by Thomas, but finds the hands of Herman, and he knocks down the three. And a quick timeout from Joe Smith with 1:44 to go, back to a 12-point deficit. Still a long ways to go, a four-possession game for Jefferson West. Let's go ahead and step aside for 30 seconds. Again, 43-31 our score, 1:44 to play here in quarter number four. You're listening to your Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel
KMZA.
43-31, our score. Getting you caught up on how this one has transpired here in the second half. I mean, really, the third quarter scoring was at a premium for both teams. Omaha Central scored just 7 points, only one field goal make for the Thunder. That was because they had a tough time finding some looks, because Jefferson West went into a full court zone press. And they turned over the ball a lot in that press. And Tucker Holthouse, he got hot. He had 11 third-quarter points. Only points he scored today. Actually, correction, no, he made a free throw here in the fourth quarter. I take that back. But since then, in the middle, later portions of this fourth quarter, Omaha Central has slowed it down a little bit. They have grown their lead. They grew it out to 16. It's back down to 12, though, after a three-point make from the Tigers. That was Kyle Herman who made that last one. In the corner with it is Carter Rottinghouse. Get an open look. He'll cross-court pass far side to Trent Thomas after, once again, the Thunder able to beat that press. That's giving him a lot of issues in the mid-late portions of the third quarter. Boarding dribbles to the corner into a double team. He'll get out of it, though, by bringing it back to the middle. Hover with it. Puts double team. He loses it. Deflected out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers with 1:16 to go. Reminder of what's coming up next for both teams. Omaha Central, coming for them, they got a date with Riverside on the road. As for Jefferson West, they got Royal Valley coming up on Tuesday on the road. Both teams traveling. Oberding, bumping, nice dish wrap around Hilbert. He's triple teamed, so kick it out to Rottinghouse, now reverse course, back to midcourt. 1 minute to go, nice backdoor cut, Rottinghouse, and his layup is blocked, but he's fouled by Tucker Holthouse. And good sportsmanship by Tucker Holthouse to help him up after he knocked him down. Carter Rottinghouse to the free throw line. It's been a tough night for Rottinghouse. He's committed 3 personal fouls, but here is a chance to make a couple free throws and help the team pull this one away. That one is off the left side of the free throw, the left side of the rim, and no good. With 54 and a half seconds left. As for our next broadcast, we'll be at Troy next Tuesday. It's the Trojans host Onega. Be sure to stay tuned here. Game of the Week here on KMZA. Second free throw, Rottinghouse is good. He's got his first point of the game. Nice find underneath the basket. Kyle Herman, he had an open look, but instead he kicks it out to Galley. He'll try a three, and that is good. He's Galley knocks down his first three of the day. Third three of the quarter. They have made a 2-point field goal in this fourth quarter with just 36 seconds left in the game. It's a 10-point game. It's 44-33. Now a foul by Tucker Holthouse as Rottinghouse had it from about 35 feet away from the basket with 29.2 seconds left. And that is it. No, I'm sorry. I had the numbers mixed up there. Evan Oberding committing his third personal foul. Number 5 committing his third, not number 3 committing his fifth. Inbound goes to Oberding. You know, give it up to Oberding, and Oberding has it, and he's fouled. And that is foul number 5 on the team. And the fourth personal foul committed by Tucker Holthouse. So back-to-back fouls by Tucker Holthouse. For First free throw too strong from Evan Olberding, who's had a pretty nice night. 10 points for him. 8 of those coming in the first half, and now make it 11 as he knocks down his second free throw. 45-34, 21 seconds left. Cleanup work for Nemaha Central. Three ball in the corner for Herman. That one spot up no good, too strong. And Hilbert gets the rebound. Actually, that was running out. He got the rebound. 10 seconds left, and we'll see if they foul us, but they will not. And that's going to be it. 6 seconds left, but Nemaha Central is going to win this one 45-34. Be sure to stay tuned. We have our post-game show coming up next, brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. 45-34, your final score here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS. At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Final score here in Meriden. Nemaha Central gets a road victory 45-34 on the boys' side to take up the sweep as the girls took care of business, winning 38-26. And kind of breaking down how this one went, the Thunder, I mean, like I said, with the way the girls played, they did the same thing in the first quarter with a great defensive start. They got out to a 10-2 lead. That would get them up to 14-4 at the end of the first quarter's conclusion. And they would grow that lead 20-4 at one point. And they held on to a 26-10 lead at the half. In the third quarter, both teams had a bit of a struggle scoring, but it was Jefferson West that was able to get some turnovers. They got back into the game. It was 33-24 at one point, but they would only have that single-digit deficit for a split second. And Nemaha Central was able to figure out the press. That was giving them so many headaches in the fourth and then third quarter, and able to hold on for their double-digit win here tonight. Taking a look at the leading scorers for Jefferson West, leading the way was Tucker Holthouse, who had 12 points, 11 of those, coming in the third quarter. He was also 4 of 6 from the free throw line, knocking down a pair of threes in that period. Also 6 points For Gage Galley, their leading scorer held to just 6 after averaging 14 a game coming into tonight. So Nemaha Central did a good job keeping it in check with Gabe Hilbert, defending him most of the game. It's not all of the game. Connor Reich and Jason Payne, each scoring 5 points apiece. Kyle Herman and Caleb Moore, Caleb Morris getting 4 apiece. And that is all the scores for Jefferson West. They brought in 8 players throughout this one, and or actually 7 in this one, and 6 of them getting on the scoreboard with Cooper Watkins going scoreless here in this one. As for Nemaha Central, leading the way in scoring is Abe Hilbert. And what a game for Abe Hilbert. He had 8 points in that first quarter. He finished with 16, had 4 big points in the fourth quarter. Here's your player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. 11 points as well for Evan Olberding, who had 8 points in the first half and had a field goal in the second, or regular part, and then the fourth quarter, and a free throw to cap off his night. 7 points for Trent Thomas. He had all those in the first 3 quarters, with 5 of those coming in the third quarter, and as well as 2 points for Cooper Kramer and a free throw for Carter Rottinghouse. Oh, failed to mention, Colby Free. Colby Free also had 6. He had 4 in the second quarter. So once again, your final score here in our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Be online at beoutdoors.com. Your final score, 45-34. Nemaha Central holds on after having a 60-point lead. Got down to 9, but able to hold on for the win. So with the win, they improve to a record on the league. Their league record is now 3-2. They're 4-3 on the season. And as for the Tigers, they fall to 3-3, and they are now 3-4 on the regular season. Well, now we're going to go ahead and switch it over to ACCHS and Oskaloosa. The girls' one was a really close one, 44-43. The Chargers won that one, and the boys' game still in progress. We're going to flip it over there now. Thank you so much for listening. To Ray back in the booth, myself, Jared Slubby. Have a good rest of your night here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.